Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Robin Roberts. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sawatzky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pinson scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Roberts. Robinson moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Bauschi moves to third. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Jones reaches second base with a double. Bauschi scores. Anderson scores. It's 4-2, Reds. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Temple, who tags Anderson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jones scores. It's 4-3, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Simmons now pitching. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Purkey bunts towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Pinson reaches third base with a triple. McMillan scores. It's 6-3, Reds. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatzky hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hannebrink pinch hits for Kurt Simmons. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 3. The Reds will come to bat. Freddy Rodriguez now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan is hit by the pitch. Bailey moves to second. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Purkey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Bailey scores. McMillan moves to second. It's 8-3, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Temple for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bausch hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Phillies 3. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-2 in the game. Sawatzki hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese pinch hits for Freddie Rodriguez. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Phillies 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jack Meyer now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Eddie Casco now playing third base. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Phillies 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Perkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Perkey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson who is chasing the ball. Perkey reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-4 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-4 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Perkey scores. Two outs. It's 10-3, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Frank Robinson now playing left field. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. It's 10-4, Reds. Joe Kopp pinch runs for Willie Jones. Dave Philly pinch hits for Sparky Anderson. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Kopp moves to second. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-3 in the game. Sawatzky hits a pop-up towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Jack Meyer. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 10, and Philadelphia Phillies, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.